A while ago, we talked about the protests against the BLM. Lately, I've been hearing from some cattlemen and others that the BLM isn't exactly a benign instrument of the will of the people. These people tell me that the very nature of the agency has changed, especially in the last 8 years. These ranchers didn't want me to get into the particulars of their situation, but they wanted me to understand that federal regulators really have been stifling citizens' use of public land. The government's job should be to balance the interests of the people. At one time, that meant we could go do what we wanted to with that land. We could mine it, blow it up, overgraze it, then leave it to recharge on its own. But then the environmental movement came along and it showed us that this was a mistake, that we were destroying ourselves with this rapacious way of thinking. Cattlemen learned to manage their grazing to protect the grass as a resource. Miners learned to recover the land that they dug, to rebuild and replant in ways that repaired the damage they'd done. This was the swing of the pendulum, away from the belief that we could do whatever we wanted to an understanding that we're part of a bigger system that we affect, and we learned to manage that effect. But that pendulum kept swinging. And now the government is fully invested in the environmentalist side, that we need to keep wilderness pristine without humans. That's just wrong. This land is our land. By our birthright, it is a shared national heritage that no one group, not cattlemen, not miners, or environmentalists, holds sole title to. No less than the trees and the stars, we have a right to be here. To be on that land, to nurture it and protect it, but also to use it, to be a part of it. It's time for the federal government to rein in their watchdogs. They need to open the gates and let the people on their land. Control the impact, yes, but don't just lock it away. I'm Lynn Wilcox. That's the Western View, Magnet West.